720 WGN. Your money matters here. It certainly does. And I'm about to introduce you to a couple folks who help make Boxville happen. I've teased it a couple times. Katrina Roddy is the director of Boxville. Katrina, thanks for hopping on the program with us today.
Thank you for having us.
We also have AJ Frazier over there as well. AJ, you can say hello, but we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Hello.
She got me a t-shirt the last time I was on over there. So I went to Boxville on 51st Street, not knowing exactly what I was getting myself into. And I was really, really impressed by the operation. And there's just so many great businesses. Explain it to folks what it's all about.
Sure. Boxville is Chicago's first shipping container retail enterprise, and it's located right under the Green Line on 51st Street.
And how many boxes are there there?
There are 10 available. I mean, I'm sorry. There are 10 boxes that are used right now, but we have a total of 22 that are on the lot.
And these are businesses that don't have a brick and mortar elsewhere, at least as of when they start.
Not at all. Actually, Boxville is an accelerator. Mm-hmm. So and we call it an accelerator because these are the individuals that came in and they would like a brick and mortar later, but they just got started. So they do have a business concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, they are looking to get into a brick and mortar and just maybe not have had the capital or some of the more entrepreneur training to get there. And so we bring them into Boxville so that they can grow up and move out.
Mm-hmm. And that's the ultimate goal,
that's
right?
The ultimate goal, yes.
And within Boxville, there is even stratification about can they get into a bigger box?
Yes.
And that's sort of an incentive program built into the program.
Absolutely. There are three size boxes. So there's a 10-footer, a 20-foot, and a 40-foot. So you may have someone who starts off in a 10 and then they outgrow themselves and we can move them into a 20. And then from there, they can go into a 40 or they can go into a brick and mortar.
And why is this so necessary on 51st Street and in that area?
Well, what I did not mention earlier is that this space houses all black and brown businesses. So these are very small businesses and they're thriving in the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Bronzeville is part of a Build Bronzeville community
initiative.
Yeah, so a lot of it makes sense because a lot of these people that are there, they're just trying to build Bronzeville. Bronzeville was this happening place, you know, for many years, and then it just started to kind of, you know, shift and move and gentrify, and these things are happening. So now we just want to build that back up, and it's important to us.
And it's important to keep dollars in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood, absolutely.
We say that a lot. Like, let's keep the dollars in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean?
That means that we are going to patronize the black and brown businesses that are over there. And for a lot of people, you don't understand that to keep the dollar in the black community takes a lot because there's not a lot of things that maybe are highlighted in the black community. That ownership is not there as it is in some other communities. So we're just trying to circulate the dollar so that we can have more businesses that grow there. We can have more brick and mortars. We can have more things that make a community, much like Greektown, much like Italian Village, much like a lot of these places that we're trying to look at. We just don't have that for the African-American community.
Right. There are certainly businesses in these neighborhoods, and they're often managed and they are employed by a lot of black and brown Chicagoans. But the ownership is not from someone who's black or brown or for a family like that.
That is correct.
And so then what happens is, and I'm just speculating, you can help me out here, is that you're paying a manager. That's great, right? That's some good money. The employee's good. But the owner live somewhere else.
Yes.
And then when those people go spend their money somewhere else, and by those people, I mean, of course, employees go spend their money somewhere else in their neighborhood, that makes sense, that owner lives somewhere else.
Yes.
So the dollars escape pretty quickly.
Yeah. So what you don't understand is that every time I say I live in Bronzeville, so I have a heightened sense of making sure that I build my own community. And the other thing that you need to know is that most of the businesses that are coming up now in the Build Bronzeville spectrum, these people live in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have money from outside coming in. These are people who live in the neighborhood, they thrive in the neighborhood, and they want to see the neighborhood grow.
Okay. AJ, I got to bring you on in here.
AJ.
Because you help coordinate things for Boxville, but you also run a business in Boxville, right?
I do.
Tell us about it.
So me and my partners, William and Edo, we've been a part of Boxville since 2018.
OGs, you said.
Yeah.
OGs. Oh, did I steal your line?
They're OGs
of Boxville. Stole the line, sorry.
That's okay. We've been there since then. Boxville's been, the concept of Boxville started in 2017, so... from the time we've been there, we've been able to watch it grow. We've been able to bring businesses over. A lot of the starting businesses are good friends of ours. So we've been able to build a community within. And we've seen a lot of the growing pains and we've understood what it looks like to to fellowship with other entrepreneurs that are doing the same thing you're mm-hmm. doing. And it's just not always easy navigating those waters. But Boxville, we were able to create a support system for each other. And that's what really makes it unique. It's like, yes, it's all of these businesses, but we all talk to each other. We all work together. We collaborate together. We compare notes together. Mm-hmm. And that's what really kind of changes it. And I was able to work with Urban Juncture to help continue to grow it. So I'm able to be kind of like up top and boots on the ground at the same yeah. time, if that makes sense.
Right. No, it does. And I walked away with a t-shirt because you guys do a lot of printing. It's a really cool concept. Tell us a little bit about it.
So the Work Spot is a print production space. We do merchandising. We print for a lot of local small businesses, and that's what we really, really pride ourselves on, like being a people's print shop. We pre-print for Silver Room, Emiche, Bronzeville Winery, just a lot of different small black businesses we're able to kind of just connect to immediately within our area. So that goes back to recycling that, keeping that dollar going.
And you started in a smaller box.
So we started in a 10-foot box.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bernard, the owner of Urban Juncture in Boxville, we had a meeting with him and we said, hey, we got all this equipment. Here's what we really do. Here's what we really want to do. And he wanted a maker space at Boxville. So he built out a box for us, a 40-foot shipping container box. And he moved us in there. And we've been there for the last 3 years. And we've grown. We've been a part of a scale-up program. We've worked with the SBDC closely. They've helped us put a business plan together, given us accountant help with legal services. So we've been able to really flourish through being at Boxville and taking advantage of our resources.
We're going to take a break for weather and traffic in a moment, but I just want to make sure I'm getting the ultimate goal is to get, being in Boxville, part of it's great. But that's the next step, right? Getting out there and being able to have multiple locations. Get to employ other people, right?
Yes, the goal is to have satellites and to have one main warehouse. And we're already moving in that direction through the help of the resources at Boxville and Urban Junction.
Couldn't have done it without Boxville.
No, could not have done it without Boxville.
All right, so tell you what, I'm going to put you guys on a hold here. Well, that's what I do on the phone. I'm putting you on a fake hold here. We're going to do a break for weather and traffic, but I want to expand out a little bit in the next segment and talk about, even if you've never heard of Boxville or you've never been there, why you should check it out. And even if you never get a chance to go, why it still matters to you. But let's first get a look at weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. You like the way I read that Lake Geneva cruise there, Katrina?
Man, Lake Geneva, is it?
You want to go.
Sure.
Makes you feel better. First, to stop at Boxville is important. 51st Street, right off the Green Line, shipping containers into businesses. And it's a simple concept, but it means so much more than that. And we mentioned the printing side of things, but that's just one business. I mean, you've got a lot of them, right?
There's a lot. There are 10 businesses there mm-hmm. right now. And I always like to say we sell everything from food to footwear.
Mm-hmm. You can make a day out of it.
You can make a day out of it.
And I
would like for you to make tomorrow out of it because we have summer markets.
Yeah, so every other Wednesday.
Every other Wednesday.
You do a big thing 4:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Four to seven, yes.
4 to 7.
Yep.
And you have themes at different times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so tomorrow is an art theme. And we're going to bring in some artists, some local artists. They're going to actually be painting on the spot. And then we're going to have some vendors that are there. And as I mentioned before, every person that's in our box, they started off as a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're Boxville partners. So to get a box, you start as a vendor. You come in, you probably vend about 2, 3, maybe 4 times. And then after that, if we could see the flow and the traffic, because our neighborhood really tells us what we need in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So we may tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, you want to talk about a box?
Right.
So, yeah.
And rent's not the right word, but the partnership does involve some buy-in for the business, too.
It does. So you can come in because you can come in as low as like $400 for a box.
Mm-hmm. For a month.
$400 a month. Yep. And then that's the 10, and then the 20 is 6, and then the 40 is $850.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's still way less expensive than a brick and mortar.
Oh,
but
it's absolutely.
But it still requires someone to have a plan together. You don't want to be spending $400. Yeah, you got to have that ready to go. And you've already demonstrated that along the way. It's not only for folks that have been in business maybe a long time or been doing it out of their home for a long time. You guys help out, especially. Maybe youth isn't the right word, but the younger people in the neighborhood, and that has a huge benefit.
Youth is the right word because it's youth entrepreneurship.
Okay.
And we have one box that's actually a service box opposed to the actual products, right? But it turns into a product box because what this individual does, his name is Walter Mendenhall.
Mm-hmm.
Mendenhall.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to kill me for mispronouncing his name. But he runs what's called Mail Mogul there, and he is bringing in individuals, young black men mm-hmm. who are coming in, and he's teaching them entrepreneurship. So then they will make t-shirts, they will make They have books. They have everything in there. And now he turns it into Boxville, where they actually sell products.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important.
Yeah. So the activations or the big events are when every other Wednesday in the summer. There's a theme to them. But Boxville itself, if people are looking at what time to go, when generally are the 10 businesses all open together so you could kind of make the most of your visit?
So Boxville, even though we have summer activation, it's open all year round. And people can really patronize. And when we see the core amount of people who are be there, which means our partners, they all have different hours, but the core hours for them, Wednesday through Saturday, 12 to 7 p.m.
Okay. And I'm just trying to like paint the picture for people who haven't seen it. I know people have probably seen like shipping container news stories where people end up turning them into homes.
Yeah.
It's similar, right? Like people,
very much similar.
People have these, there's a bookstore that I got to see in Boxville.
Yes.
And when you walk in it, first of all, there's books on the outside, but as you walk in the shipping container, I mean, people take a lot of pride in what that look and feel like, right?
Yeah, if you've ever seen an episode of Tiny Homes, this is the place to come and visit to see that actually played out.
Mm-hmm.
The book joint is right there on the corner, and then you also have some food places. So you'll have Elevated Subs, you have the taco joint, you have Conscious Plates. Then we start to move into, like, Synergy Foods is all of our produce. And then we start moving into the retail side of things where you'll have the plant store, the Black Plant Lovers, you have Candle Store.
Mm-hmm.
You have Mel Mogul that's there. You have the Work Spot.
By the way, I could just see you going through your head not wanting to leave anybody out. Because you take
I'm
a lot of pride.
Through.
But you take a pride in these partnerships,
yes.
For sure.
And I don't want to forget the Last Lap Corner store. That's our running store. So that's how we come up from food to footwear. And he gets Nike activations. He sells running apparel. Come and go for a run with him.
Right, for sure.
Yep.
I just love the idea that it stays in the neighborhood. Because even though you maybe want to expand into a bunch of different places, it's about also building the business in that neighborhood, isn't it?
Yes.
For sure. Let's talk a little bit about why this matters to people. First of all, they should go visit. I really just think, first of all, there's free parking around the area, which is, that's a South Side thing, North Side. If you hate paying for parking, go to 51st Street. You're going to find some free parking.
Yeah.
And it's a great place to walk around, get some food, check out some things, learn a thing or two about a place maybe you've never been before. But even for people that don't go, I feel like this could be one of the many, I mean, it's going to require a lot, ways we can, the stories that we see on the news.
Yeah.
That we don't like to see. Violence in neighborhoods.
Yep.
This is one of those silver bullets that can help turn things around if the, not only just the neighborhood, not only 51st Street, if everyone else gets involved and patronizes too.
Absolutely. And I love that you said that because we see so much negative stuff on the news about Chicago and why do we go there and why are we doing that? But they don't really highlight. So I appreciate you
because
they don't really highlight the things that are going on that's going well over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say if someone to come there, and for you, when you mentioned someone could spend the whole day there, there's so many initiatives that we have there that they could patronize all of them. They all point back to Boxville, so they'll come over there eventually and have food. But it's so important for people to patronize the area just because we want to keep it going. We want to keep it thriving. And once you understand the concept of we're trying to grow our businesses, we're trying to grow our neighborhood, the energy over there is crazy. So you get sucked into the energy, and then it's like a day out, a visit.
Right.
Go to the museum, go to Boxville. Like, we want it to be one of those names.
Yeah. Yep. Go to the science and industry. If you're going there, go to Boxville. It's just off the Ryan at 51st Street. Really easy to get to. Of course, the Green Line as well. And you can visit online, right?
Yeah, you can. You can visit online. We even have a virtual market online. So for people to go on and say, hey, I can't make it there, we want to buy something out of the virtual market. We have people who put their items on the market online as well.
And where can people go for that information?
Boxville.org.
That makes it very easy.
It's very easy.
Visit Boxville.
Or come and visit me. I'm always there.
Katrina's always there. Yeah, exactly. No, and we'll continue this conversation. I want to check in every couple of months to talk about other things that you're doing in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
And the organizations are.
Yep.
Because this is important. And I think a lot of people love to complain about what they see on the news.
Yep.
There's ways we can all help, even if we don't think there are. And this is one of them. Visit Boxville.
Thank you.
We got to take a break, and then we'll wrap things up here on Your Money Matters. Had a lot of people texting, wondering what the website was, and it's boxville.org is the best place to go to see that. And make a day out of that. I seriously mean that. It was really cool to go see. They've been doing it for about 4 or 5 years or so. And the dream is to build Boxville vertically into the sky. Dozens of boxes. So you'll be hearing more about it. But if you've got, if you want to find a way to help out a different neighborhood that maybe you don't live in, and maybe you see in the wrong way on the news every day, and you really want to help, that's how you do it. And by the way, You get great food and products too. These are great businesses that are there. It's not an act of charity. It's an act of commerce, and it's a good one at that.